This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we're the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and super vocabulary for your high IELTS score.
Your band 9 score.
So what have you been up to, Rory? Tell me.
Me? So far this morning, I went to the gym and I got ready for the podcast. What about you?
Yeah, I just like woke up, I think about like an hour ago, had my coffee.
Do you wake up like super early or still quite later in the day?
No, not really. Sometimes like at 8 a.m., sometimes 9, sometimes 10, sometimes 12.
All right, guys, enough. Let's get on with the episode. Enough chatting.
Fine.
Enough chatting? What?
Shall we talk about chatting? That's a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Did you hear that voice of the third person?
Of God.
That's our Vanya. Our super Vanya who makes this podcast possible. Let's talk about chatting. Do you like chatting with friends?
Yeah, it's fun to shoot the breeze when you're relaxing. You can catch up and come up with new ideas for things you'd like to do in the future.
What do you usually chat about with friends?
Well, the finer details are kind of private, but nothing particularly out of the ordinary. It's all very run-of-the-mill stuff like hobbies, relationships, things that are going on at work, and what we're getting up to in general, and what we've been up to since we were last together.
Do you prefer to chat with a group of people or with one friend?
Well, if we're going for depth, then probably a one-on-one experience would be better because you can talk for longer and, well, like I said, in greater depth than you would if it was with a group of people. However, if it's just people chit-chatting at a party, for example, then I think a group would be fine.
Do you prefer to communicate face-to-face or via social media?
Well, similar to what I said before, really. If it's important, then face-to-face would be the ideal. However, if it's just random conversation or sharing memes, then social media would work. I mean, it's what it's designed for.
What will you do if you disagree with others?
Well, in the course of a casual conversation with a friend, that seems rather unlikely. Although if it did happen, then I suppose I would just steer the conversation in a direction towards something we agree on.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear listener, we have our premium episodes for you. This week, in Speaking Part 2, we're discussing a famous athlete you know. Yes, this is a fresh Speaking Part 2 topic. And in Speaking Part 3, we're discussing athletes, sports in general. Do check out our premium. The links are in the description. chatting, dear listener. So chat with friends. What synonyms do we have here? So we can chat with friends or you can shoot the breeze. Aye. It's fun to sit and shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze is a very informal, nice synonym to chat with friends or shoot the breeze. So when we chat to people, it may just be chatting. Nothing serious, you just like, blah, 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 you just chat about everything in the world. Or you shoot the breeze. Rory, give us a sentence. How can I use this idiom?
Sometimes it's fun to just sit with your friends and shoot the breeze for a while.
What else?
Was that not good enough for you?
I just prefer meeting my friends, shooting the breeze.
And shooting the breeze. Oh, good parallelism there. Meeting, shooting.
You can also say talk with friends or chit-chat with friends. So chit-chat with friends. A more formal synonym would be have a conversation with people. What if I say chatter? Chatter. Would it be a synonym to chat with friends? Chatter?
No, I think chattering is more of a sound, to be honest with you. You hear it in the background, people chattering in the background, but that describes the kind of noise, or your teeth chatter when you're cold and you're... This is a common experience in Scotland and Russia at this time of year.
Or I can say, for example, like, stop this chatter.
Yes, but then you're referring to the noise, not anything specific like the conversation. It's just the blithering.
You can also say gossip. So gossip with your friends about other people. So when we discuss other people behind their backs. So, oh, you know this Sarah? Oh, she married this Bob. You know, and this is like, sometimes we gossip, or sometimes I gossip with my friends. We can catch up on things. So when you meet your friends, you chit-chat with them and you catch up on things. You catch up, like you talk about what they had before, what's going on now. So just catch up on things.
But it's fun with prepositions because you catch up on things, but you catch up with people. So just be careful because on is for the subject and with is for the thing that you do together.
Could you use it in a sentence?
It's fun to catch up on recent events, or I try to catch up with my friends at least once a week.
We come up with new ideas. We create new ideas. We invent something new. So we come up with new ideas while we're chatting away. So to chat away also is a synonym, yeah?
Is it?
So we just chat away forever.
But that's like talking about the length of time you spend talking.
What do you usually chat about with your friends? Well, about IELTS, about you, dear examiner. And here Rory told us just about like run-of-the-mill stuff. So I usually talk about run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yes, but run-of-the-mill is just normal things to talk about. Most people talk about their relationships or their work with people. I think that's the two most common things. You can talk about other things, but I don't think you would talk about them for very long.
So run-of-the-mill, ordinary, nothing special. And usually people chat about what? About other people, relationships, friends, work, their flat, their children, family. Yep. Or you can also say, I usually talk about our mutual interests.
Oh.
Mutual interests we have together. Yeah. So Rory and I often talk about podcasts, our podcast. So this is something that we have in common. Right? Usually we talk about something we have in common, or we discuss our mutual interests, or we gossip about people. Yeah? So we talk about other people. Or you can say, I enjoy discussing my feelings with my friends. I share my experiences, like what I've been up to. So I've been up to what I've been doing. And Rory told us like, what we've been getting up to. Ooh la la. So we usually talk about what we've been getting up to.
But that's just what we've been doing.
Yeah, we usually talk about what we've been doing, present perfect continuous, or what we've been getting up to. You can also say we enjoy talking about what we've been up to. So what are you up to, or what have you been up to? We enjoy discussing what we've been up to, what we've been doing. We can chat with a group of people or with one person. So here, if we are going for depth, so if you have some philosophical conversations, if we are going for depth, then one-on-one experience. So one-on-one experience, you are talking to one person, right? So you can discuss things in greater depth. so in great details. To discuss things in great detail or in great depth, I prefer one-on-one experience. But if it's just chit-chatting, I can talk to a group of people. So just chit-chatting, just shooting the breeze.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Communicate face-to-face or communicate via social media. Rory, also, what do I say? Like, I talk to people on WhatsApp, by WhatsApp, via WhatsApp?
Oh, on WhatsApp, because it's the internet. So everything is on when it comes to the internet, which is funny because it's got the word in the word internet, but it's always on the internet, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram.
So whatever app you have, I talk to people on Bly, and then you name the name of this app, application you have. Maybe you talk to people on Facebook or on Telegram, on Instagram. Could you write in the comments what social media platform are you using to talk to people? Okay, so I just like, I usually chat with people on write in the comments. Face-to-face communication would be best if blah, blah, blah. Yeah, or if it's just random conversation, random about anything. So if it's random conversation, social media is perfect, for example.
I don't know why it's perfect, to be honest with you. I wasn't really thinking when I gave that answer. But I suppose if you're talking to random people on the internet, then some distance would be good. So social media does that.
We can also say social media is designed for sharing memes, for sharing pictures, for like random conversations, or just shooting the breeze. A casual conversation with a friend. A casual, like, is informal, is like nothing serious. So if it's a casual conversation, like casual clothes, trainers and jeans.
It's such a strange question, though. What would you do if you disagree with others? I mean, surely most people would just move on from the subject and just be like, well, we don't agree about that, but okay. And then it's moving on from there.
No, I think like some people would just continue the conversation and they would...
try to convince people that they're correct.
Yeah, try to convince people that I'm correct. Or argue about something, or raise your voice and start shouting. Aah!
Oh my God, do you think people would admit to that though? Like, that seems like pretty belligerent behavior.
Well, dear listener, just to use the vocabulary, you can say, okay, I would love to convince this person that I'm right, okay? It's hard for me to accept that I might be wrong, and I'm just, you know, what do you say, like when you have a conversation and then you kind of, you feel it, it's kind of, it's coming, you know, it's...
And you can feel the tension in the air. But what do you do when you disagree with people, Maria?
No, I just like, okay, I see there's no point. So I just like,
yeah.
I don't go in there. I just, okay, fine. Like you think what you need to think. But sometimes I do give my ideas and I want to convince another person for some time. But when I feel the tension inside myself and I feel the tension in the air, I just go, okay, fine.
That's super sensible. You will live a lot longer. You do a good job convincing me that things are right, though, usually.
No, to you, I just tell you that you're wrong and I'm right. And that's it. And we finish everything, so.
And then I comply. That's it.
You can steer a conversation towards something you agree on, okay? So you can say, when I disagree with a person, I prefer to steer our conversation to something we agree on. Or I prefer to change the subject, for example. When you start talking about clothes, you change the subject, you talk about films.
That's enough chit-chatting for now.
Thank you very much for watching, for listening. Make sure you do check out our premium episodes, Speaking Part 2 and 3. We're using fresh IELTS topics. The links are in the description. Please write in the comments, like, what platforms, what apps do you use to chat with people? So I usually chat with my friends on okay?
Yes, just before we go, Time for a reflection activity, and the focus today is remember. So, without rewinding the video or the recording, can you remember what the answer to the question, do you prefer to communicate face-to-face or on social media, was? And write what you can remember in the comments, and I'll give you some feedback on any of the mistakes that you made to help you get better at it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Do you like chatting with friends?
Yeah, it's fun to shoot the breeze when you're relaxing. You can catch up and come up with new ideas for things you'd like to do in the future.
What do you usually chat about with friends?
Well, the finer details are kind of private, but nothing particularly out of the ordinary. It's all very run-of-the-mill stuff, like hobbies, relationships, things that are going on at work, and what we're getting up to in general, and what we've been up to since we were last together.
Do you prefer to chat with a group of people or with one friend?
Well, if we're going for depth, then probably a one-on-one experience would be better because you can talk for longer and, well, like I said, in greater depth than you would if it was with a group of people. However, if it's just people chit-chatting at a party, for example, then I think a group would be fine.
Do you prefer to communicate face-to-face or via social media?
Well, similar to what I said before, really. If it's important, then face-to-face would be the ideal. However, if it's just random conversation or sharing memes, then social media would work. I mean, it's what it's designed for.
What will you do if you disagree with others?
Well, in the course of a casual conversation with a friend, that seems rather unlikely. Although if it did happen, then I suppose I would just steer the conversation in a direction towards something we agree on.